Tracy Grammer is our guest today. The folk singer became known as the singing and life partner of the late Dave Carter, who passed away in 2002. She has taken her time in releasing her first full-length album, and Flower of Avalon came out earlier this year. It was produced by John Jennings, who is best known for his work with Mary Chapin Carpenter. And I started our conversation by asking Tracy how she and John decided to work together.
Well, I learned very shortly after Dave Carter passed away that Mary Chapin was a fan of our music. And so I guess that was the first step, was when she emailed me to express her condolences. And I said, "Oh my God, is it really you?" And she said, "Yes, as a matter of fact, it is." And I guess it was some months later when I started, you know, kind of thinking about this album and who I would work with on it. And I was very wary of having a producer come in and just slap his or her sound over the songs, because that was really not the Dave and Tracy way of doing things. I had pretty specific ideas about where I wanted to go. And Jim Olson at Signature Sounds suggested that I talk to John Jennings. And I felt like, well, you know, if Mary Chapin heard the music, then John Jennings probably heard the music, so maybe he's a fan, so maybe it wouldn't be too out of bounds to get in touch with him and see if he'd be interested in working on the album. And so that's what I did, and he was completely thrilled. And so basically our approach, his approach, was to just bring good people together and let the songs move through them. There wasn't a lot of, "This is how this goes," or this is the part we want you to play. It was just bring the good people together in a room and let the energy kind of flow and let the songs move through them. And that's how we got that sound.
Well, congratulations for that approach, because yeah, it certainly works.
It works, yeah.
Now, of course, the other part of it is for you, you know, except for one tune, which we've been hearing a bunch of on the World Cafe, that song called Laughlin Boy, mm-hmm, they're all Dave's tunes. And what was your process in picking out what you wanted to do from, were there a number, there were a number of other songs out there?
There are more songs, but these are the best, I think, of what was left behind. And also, at the time that he passed away, Dave and I were kind of writing lists of albums that we wanted to make, and there was an album that was going to be called The Moon and Seven that included many of these songs. So these were already sort of pre-selected. I felt like I would honor that and then just pick my favorites of what was left behind. And also, you know, because this is probably the only album of its kind, unless we later do a multi-artist tribute album. You know, I can't imagine anybody else stepping up to do 9 Dave Carter songs on their album. So I really wanted to capture sort of the breadth of his writing and the scope of it there, and the many different hats he could wear as a writer. And so that influenced the selection as well.
Well, and you've done a pretty wide-ranging selection for us to hear today. Which one do you want to start off with?
Well, I think we'll start off with a song about the selling of war to children, and it's called Hey Ho.
TV's on, the favorite son is watching how the West was won. Daddy, please, a plastic gun, get brother one for twice the fun. Little camo helmet hands, making brave and playing dead. Missiles made of gingerbread and dollars on the dime. I'm a hey-ho, so it goes, the point of sale, the puppet show. The merchant kings of war and woe have turned their hands to labor. Sound out the trumpet noise, a cannon's bark and jump for joy. Someone's dreading, darling boy, is falling on his saber. Another world across the sea, home for little busy bees, sweating in some factory. A hurry, please, more of these. Action dolls with laser sights, robot planes that shoot at night. Faster, kid, and get it right. We're rolling down the line. I hear, oh, so it goes. A point of sale, the puppet show. The merchant kings of war and woe turn their hands to labor. Sound out the trumpet noise, a cannon's bark and jump for joy. Someone's dreading, darling boy, is falling on his saber. Spin machine is always on the silver. silver screen, secret plots and submarines, foreign fiends and magazines. Wave the flag and watch the news and tell us we can count on you, 'cause mom and dad are marching to chill and step in time. So it goes, the point of sale, the puppet show. The merchant kings of war and woe have turned their hands to labor. Sound out the trumpet noise, a cannon's bark and jump for joy. Someone's dreading, darling boy, is falling on his saber. Pets, bouncing babes and bassinets, we'll play a game with tanks and jets, and better yet, bayonets, marching bands and color guards, and funerals in your own backyard. And don't forget your credit card, Johnny, hold the line. Hey-ho, so it goes, the point of sale, the puppet show, the merchant kings of war and woe. Bark and jump for joy. Someone's dreading, darling boy, is falling on his saber. Yes, someone's dreading, darling boy, is falling on his saber.
Hey Ho is a song you may have heard Dave and Tracy do live. In fact, I think you all may have even done it on our show at some point back when. But a really nice new version of it that is on Flower of Avalon. And this is an album of Dave Carter's songs. For those, there are probably people who are wondering what we're talking about in some way, because Tracy's partner in music and life, Dave Carter, passed away suddenly in 2002, leaving a legacy of great music that had already been recorded and a bunch of songs that have found their way onto this new album. And I understand Flower of Avalon, the title is taken from another song that's not here?
That's right. Yeah, Dave, he wrote me a song for my 31st birthday. And on that day was the only day that it was ever played. And so I don't really remember too much about it, although he later gave me the lyrics to it, a little sheet of paper that he'd typed up all special. And yeah, I was, you know, I really struggled with naming this album, but the word Avalon kept coming back to me, and so I started to think about, you know, what was it about Avalon that was sort of tugging at me, and so I did a little research on the web and looked up what is Avalon, you know, and kind of the place that, you know, where they took King Arthur after he was mortally wounded, you know, and he was tended by all these goddesses, and the people on the mainland waited for a sign, you know, they waited for something to come back, you know, some sign of King Arthur. And knowing that Dave was really enamored of this mythology, I kind of saw a parallel there.
Yeah.
People were waiting for a sign. They were waiting for more music. And so I felt that bringing the Flower of Avalon is a living thing from a place that's commonly known as the Isle of the Dead. And I thought, this is perfect. You know, this is what we have that goes forward. It's the music. That is the living thing that Dave leaves behind. And so we have that title.
Tracy Grammer is our guest today. And what's next?
Well, the next song we're going to play is called Shadows of Evangeline. And this is probably the most mysterious and sort of obtuse of the tunes that Dave left behind.
Seldom shines, living searchlight halo ringed about by moss and hanging vines. She casts an ever-changing shadow of Evangeline, yeah.
Shadows of Evangeline, as Tracy Grammer just said, sometimes it's hard to completely figure out what Dave was talking about in a song. But it was, I was taken one time when you all were on the show, he gave a little bit of an explanation of how he wrote, where he would gather images together and kind of shake them up in a way, and the ones that stuck, that seemed to fit with whatever he was writing about, would stay in a song. And this beautiful little images like the skin drums and along with the shrunken heads and all these in this song, and they do seem to ring. Do you find more meaning as you live with the songs longer?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's part of the magic of any good song, is that you keep listening to it and you keep learning from it, or at various points in your life, it takes on different significance. Maybe a certain line will pop out when you're 25 and become so totally different when you're 35. It just takes on a different meaning. So I think Dave's songs are very rich, rich in imagery. The language is rich. The melodies are beautiful. And so, I kind of think of them as gifts that keep on giving. So
this is... Tracy, such a period of, still, I would guess, a period of transition for you. I mean, now that's a Tracy Grammer website. There used to be a Dave and Tracy website. Mm-hmm. And on that, I read, in a bio that's all about you, that you sang harmony first. In fact, you couldn't stop yourself singing harmony. And here you are singing lead. has it been a bit of a transition when you sing with Jim?
Well, it's still my preference to sing harmony. And it turns out, Mary Chapin Carpenter has the same affliction. She would rather sing harmony any day. And I feel the same way. I guess it's just something about the bouncing off of another voice, instead of being the lead, you just sort of mold yourself around what someone else is doing. And it's a chameleon kind of exercise. And it's really fun, to see if you can match them. So it is different. It has been a transition, but Jim is such a great singer. Sometimes I open my mouth and it feels like two voices are coming out, as one. And so we're having a great time doing this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, and of course, that's sort of literally, but figuratively, you're kind of figuring out your own voice too, which is part of the process. How's that going?
I don't know. How's it going?
So far, so good. Well, I mean, in terms of writing and ongoing Or do you consider yourself a writer, or what?
Well, you know, I always thought of myself as a writer until I tried to write songs, and then it was like, you know. Like, I feel like the melodies come really easily, and words come to me easily enough, too. But for some reason, the marrying of these two forms does not happen so readily for me. And so Jim Henry and I have started some co-writing, and that seems to be going slowly, but better than if I was trying it by myself. So, yeah, I think, you know, part of my struggle is getting out from under the shadow of Dave Carter. And I mean, he's a brilliant writer, and people may think that just because I sat next to him in a van for 6 years, that some of that might have rubbed off, and maybe it did, but maybe it didn't. So, you know, I'm hoping that when I do come to say something, people will not listen to it through you know, ears that have expectations of Dave in there, but just openly as my own thing to say.
Well, amen to that. So, that said, should we do another one of his tunes?
Yeah, let's do another Dave song. Yeah, this song here is a conversation between a guy waiting for a bus at a bus stop and a girl who was working at the bus stop. Kinds of things they might say to each other. And it's called Hard to Make It.
Lonesome stranger, won't you share my bed? The sidewalk siren at the bus stop said, love is a tear in a salty bay, and it's hard to make it in this world. Love is a river, but the river run dry, and the clouds blow bitter in a boneyard sky. Flesh dries up and it burns away, and you can't remember where your heart once lay, and it's hard to make it in this world today.
To make it in this world today.
Tracy Grammer and Jim Henry finishing up our session today. Tracy, it's great to see you as always.
Great to see you.
And congratulations on Flower of Avalon. And thanks again to our audience here at the World Cafe Studios. Thank you.